What a difference a year makes.
Memorial Day, very special back home, and I always like to be back in the U.S. as you do for that day, but...
Last year, President Trump honored Memorial Day on the deck of the USS Wasp, speaking to a full ship of sailors off the coast of Japan, where he was making a state visit.
As president, I have no higher honor than serving as your commander-in-chief.
Trump will still honor the day this year amid the pandemic. He's set to visit Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore. The defense of that fort in the War of 1812 inspired the Star-Spangled Banner. For the rest of those wishing to visit memorials and cemeteries, there will be many limitations. National cemeteries are open for the long weekend, such as Pikes Peak National Cemetery near Colorado Springs, though visitors may not congregate in groups.
We have been sending out information to individuals to let them know that they can go as an individual, so we still can go out and provide flags and stuff like that.
That's Christopher Linsky,
post commander for Veterans of Foreign Wars, Pikes Peak Post 4051.
He served two tours in Iraq with the Army. This year marks 75 years since the end of World War II. Linsky says it's disappointing there can't be bigger ceremonies to mark that. His VFW post was founded by returning World War II vets, also 75 years ago just this month.
We had our 75th celebration scheduled for June, which we have had to cancel.
Meanwhile, some other traditional observances carry on, if altered. In Eagle County, deep in the Colorado Mountains and home to Vail Ski Resort, Veterans Services Officer Pat Hammond says local Boy Scout troops have still been placing flags at gravesites at four different cemeteries.
And so they go through the whole cemetery looking for graves that have markers that say that they're a veteran or a military headstone, which there are many.
All wearing masks, socially distant, no more than 10 gather at a time, so no parents are involved this year.
It's been a change for everybody because usually there's a fair number of parents that join us and Cub Scouts. And I just figured all these regulations were too much for the younger Cub Scouts.
And it's a lot of work for those who are left. About 450 veteran graves, like a member of Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders, a Civil War hot air balloon patrol soldier. The 30 or so scouts visit everyone and at each grave.
One of the boys steps back and says, "John Smith, World War II. And we thank you for your service," and gives the Boy Scout salute.
Then one of the scouts plants the small American flag.
We take the flags and we do one boot length out in front of the center of the stone.
David Ross is an Eagle Scout and high school senior in Eagle County. He's been doing this flag planting almost every year since he started in Cub Scouts about a decade ago. And today he serves as a mentor to the younger boys.
I just answer questions as we go through. A couple years ago, I had some kid ask what the Civil War was. And so I kind of talked to him a little bit about that. And so it's a cool time to bond with the younger scouts.
For those wanting to stay sheltered during the holiday this year, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is promoting a website they're calling the Online Veterans Legacy Memorial, described as the first digital platform dedicated to the memory of the 3.7 million veterans in VA national cemeteries. Visitors to the site can leave comments and tributes on specific veterans' pages. In Colorado Springs, I'm Dan Boyce.